الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to our معمولات and وظائف, we have mentioned quite a few. One more, on one occasion, one Sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and complained of his weaknesses, his problems that he was having. He said that, O Allah's Rasul, with regard to my deen, I find weakness. Like sometimes a person hasn't got that, he's not like energized, he hasn't got that desire to practice. He's feeling like low, lazy. Sometimes desires of gunas are coming, temptations, bad thoughts are coming, in all the weaknesses in deen. And then he explained that I've got physical problems also, my health is not good also. There are different issues with health also a person has, so he has some health issues also. And then he said that I've got problems as far as my finances are also concerned. Things are not going right. Money is not enough. I've got financial problems also. And then he said, I've got problems with regard to my wife also. Arguments, fights. And then he said, I've got problems with regard to my children also. They've been disobedient, etc. And if a person analyzes, you see, all the problems that he can have are within these five. So he complained of that. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam advised him to read thrice every morning and thrice every night. Preferably after Fajr, after Maghrib, we read our wazifas, make it a ma'amul, a practice. This is the time I have to read all my wazifas. In them include this one also. Bismillahi ala deeni. Bismillah ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa maadi. Bismillah ala deeni, my deen. Nafsi, my body. Nafsi wa deen, ala nafsi wa deeni wa ahli. And my maadi, my wealth, my family, and my children also wa waladi. Bismillah ala deeni wa nafsi wa waladi wa ahli wa maadi. And these are all printed in the Wazifa Kitab, and find it there. After a few days, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam met him. He said, Alhamdulillah, Allah has relieved me of all those problems. And if we read it with just this little bit in mind, that I'm putting Allah's name on my deen, on my family, on my wealth. Allah's name is so great. Allah's name has got so much barakat. There can't be any problems left, only goodness can come. On whatever you take the name of Allah, one husband who was a munafiq, hypocrite, he disliked his wife who was a true, sincere Muslim. In everything she observed deen, Islam. So he wanted to humiliate her and make her realize, according to him, that what you are doing, there isn't got any value in that, because he wasn't believing in Allah. So, like it happens in every family, he brought some money, amanat, and he told him, keep this for me safely. The day I need it, I'll ask you for it again. So, she took it, and according to her habit, she went and put it in a safe place, and Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, she put it. Everything of hers was with the name of Allah, Bismillah. So he noticed where she put it. After some time, secretly he took it away from there. And he put it somewhere else, whatever. Then he asked her after that, that the amanat I gave you, I need it, if you can give it back to me. According to her habit, she went there, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. She put her hand, and it was there. He was completely shocked, and he went and looked where he put it. It wasn't there. Where she put it, and she took Allah's name, it was there. And where he put it, it wasn't there. Allah transferred it. That made him make tawbah of all his nifaq and hypocrisy. And he saw the power of the name of Allah. So if we take the name of that Allah, we take that name of our Allah on our deen, and every morning on our body, on our wealth, finances, our wife, family, children, a person can't have problems after that. But unfortunately, many of us, we are like long bayat also, but our ma'amulat also are not in order. Our zikr we don't make. Our ma'amulat, our tilawat we don't make also. Our namazes we are weak. All these things we should pay attention. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. With regard to the month of Ramadan, we had explained that we should keep our rozas, not only stay hungry. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clearly has said, there are many people who get nothing from their rozas besides hunger, only hunger. What roza is supposed to deliver, what we're supposed to get out of roza, we don't get at all. Because we don't keep a roza, we just stay hungry. Our niyat must be there when we... our niyat is, that's why we make sehri, the fuqaha have written. But if we think, tomorrow I'm going to keep roza for the pleasure of Allah, that whole ibadat, the value of it changes completely. One is just, well, I'm keeping roza. My roza is made also. And I abstain from the three basic things that we have to abstain from. My roza is made. But the value of that roza, that is like a person who buys at cost price and sell at cost price. That person will be the busiest man, but for a few days, and then he'll be right out of business. But a person who makes profit in his business, and a person who enjoys his business, that person, how he goes like mad for his business. A person, for example, is himself a fisherman, and he's got a business also of all fishing things, etc. And so he loves his business, and his heart is in his business, and he's making a big profit also. He will give anything for his business. So our business is deen. Hazrat Maulan Muhammad Umar Sahib Panandpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi should give this example. A person has got a button factory, for example. So his thoughts are just in buttons all the time. And whatever he looks also, anything, like on today, if he goes on the internet, he'll just go to buttons. They want to know more about buttons. That person, he will live his life, he'll give appointments to people, but all the time keeping in mind his button factory. That it must not clash there. That must not, nothing must interfere with that. His sons will get married, his daughters, but the dates he'll set also, that the days they are not too busy in the button factory. Everything. He's a Muslim, he'll go for Hajj and Umrah also. But he'll choose those dates also, and he'll go that year in Hajj when his button factory is not too... Everything is only his button factory. In fact, when he goes for Hajj also, and besides the people in Ihram, if he's gone before, afterwards, their kurtas they've got, wherever, his eyes will be just be on the buttons of people. Where can I get customers? Where can I make a contact and I can supply my buttons? In fact, so much that his friends will call him also Buttons. That he's all the time, you know, Buttons, because he's just thinking of buttons all the time. So much must be deen in us. So much we must be concerned about deen all the time. That person, he just worried about deen all the time. We should be like that. That is what we should be. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So with regard to rozas, we must keep properly. Then we discussed about tilawat of Quran Sharif, the Quran Sharif, the value, the great exalted position, and nobody can finish that subject also, and nobody can do justice Quran Sharif, the maqam and the height. And no matter what, whoever will try and fulfill the rights of the Quran, exalt the Quran, show the nobility of the Quran, Allah will exalt him. Allah will make him noble in the eyes of the people. Allah, he will have position by Allah, by the malaika of Allah, and by people also he will have position. And then with regard to our Ramadan, which is rozas, and then it is tilawat of Quran Sharif, and then it is Taraweeh. Yesterday we explained some aspect how noble Taraweeh is. And we men make in Jamaat. and we have a good feeling about that. Woman must make alone at home. But in that, Allah gives them the reward of what we get here. Allah gives them the comfort of the home, and Allah Ta'ala gives them the reward, and with how much devotion, dedication they do their tarawih, they will even get more sawab than us. It is how much, and Allah has kept this position. The duties are different, but the pay is the same. It's not that women are underpaid. They get the same pay for men for the dini activities that they do. They get the same pay. And when it is a time of this feminism, women's love, they're getting even more. They remain firm on their deen, they are getting even more. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then after Taraweeh, there are certain nawafils also, nafal namazes, like awwabin, and tahajjud namaz, and also qiyam-e-layl. And we should not get confused, there are many, if anything today, a person wants to Google everything, and what people say, that the first sites come of Shias, of Qadianis, of others. So we don't know. It just looks like an Islamic site. You don't know who you are going. There are many ulamas also, their websites. And they also got different ideas. So we should be very careful. People get confused with regard to Taraweeh, 8 rakats. Some of those ulama will also, and they present their dalail also according to them. And if we are not following the right place, we can get confused, we can get misled. So very important. So Taraweeh, as we had explained, is the full 20 rakat. And the beautiful namaz of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which was made official in the time of Hazrat Umar. Like the Islamic calendar in the time of Hazrat Umar. Otherwise, always, the lunar calendar was followed. But as Umar radiallahu ta'ala made it official. The same way, like the Quran Sharif, in the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it was made, and then it was the Quran Sharif as we have it today, was in the time of Hazrat. And they were very pressing, as we explained yesterday, many other issues which the Khulafa had to deal with. Day and night, they devoted themselves to the management of the Muslims, the affairs of the Muslims, and the deen, etc. So, Taraweeh is full 20 rakats. And then we have one namaz after Maghrib, which is called Awwabin. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those who bring iman and who do righteous amali saliha. That is with the correct intention and the teachings of Quran and Hadith. All those teachings who do. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّ Allah Ta'ala will make very soon for such people wood. Wood is love. Allah will create love for those people. In the explanation of this hadith, it is mentioned that Allah announces to Jibreel alayhi salam that I love so and so. From our side, it is just to do, have iman and do amal saliha. A person who has got that, Allah announces to Jibreel alayhi salam, I love so and so, you also love him. And after that, Jibreel alayhi salam announces to the malaika, Allah loves so and so, I also love him, all of you also love him. Then his love is made more common and spread until even animals love him. And in fact, even non-Muslims then, there are those who are, whose mizaj is fair and who are just, they also love him. And this has been witnessed over and over. Where and where, how and the people just come out, respect you, love you, show you kindness, help you, all because it's from Allah Ta'ala. Allah makes it. And for that is iman and amali saliha. Further in the explanation of this ayat it comes, there is nothing by which a person gains closeness to Allah, nothing more greater than the faraiz. What Allah has made farad. But with that is the most important. You cannot be a Sufi, a wali of Allah without the faraiz. Some people, they do a lot of wazifas, but they don't make namaz with jamaat. And some don't make namaz also. And you get a lot of this fake peer subs. When we were young, we were studying in Mia's farm, next to Mia's farm. Now it's called Marlborough. It was those days Weinberg, Alexandra. And there was regularly one peer sub who used to come there. And of the Bidati type, false peer. And the students, hostel students where we're studying, they should also go there. Because he used to smoke cigarettes all the time. And he just takes a few puffs and he throws it away. And the students get a stompy also. It means a lot to them. So they should go for that. And this stompy is peer sub stompy. And it's full of barkat and full of anwara, that stompy. So that is much more. So all those kind of peer subs, one peer sub, this kind of people, he went into a town, village, and all showed him so much respect, honor. And then one day he was walking, and while walking he just gave sharp breaks. Just stopped suddenly. So all his murids also got a shock. And the son asked Pirsap, he's a great man, but one who was close to him, they told him, you find out what happened. So they asked him, so he said that, you didn't see, that way we got eyes to see. You people got eyes, you people see. He said that dog entered Haram Sharif and I chased it out. Oh, Pir Sahib, such a great peer that from here his eyes are there in Haram, he can see. And his tasarruf, his control of matter, that he chased the dog out of the Haram also. So a very big Pir Sahib, all started, the whole town giving dawat, dawat after dawat. What a great Pir Sahib. One person, his wife, he was also like that, but his wife had proper aqidah. She understood deen properly. So he told her, you also make da'wah. The whole town is making it. What a pizza. From here he sees Haram Sharif, and he chased the dog out from here. So she says, no problem, I will make. But ask pizza his namaz. He's not making namaz with jamaat. Where is his namaz? So then he became a butt. Yeah. And then he went, hesitantly asked, Hazrat, namaz is my wife, I want to give you da'wah, but she says, your namaz is, you are not in the masjid. So he said, gustakh, be'adab, a disrespectful person, you've got no respect. My namaz is, I make it in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. So he went, he told his wife, you'll destroy us, Pirsap will give one baddua, he'll get angry with us, we will be destroyed. How can you ask such a question? She said, he makes his namaz in Makkah Sharif, Medina, tell him to eat also the Mubarak, Manna and Salwa of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Why is he eating our food here? He goes there for namaz, so he must eat also all the Pak Mubarak food of Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. So he went, he asked him again. Again he shouted him. So he came back, he begged his wife, no, you must make da'wah. He's such a great peer sahib. He says, namaz is there in the seventh heaven, he goes sometimes. Fourth heaven, sometimes Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And this is how they fool the people. And unbelievable how many people believe them. And they'll go, they don't worry for Quran, Sharia. They don't judge according to Quran, Sharia. They just, there's certain, when Allah wants to must guide a person, his mind is sealed completely. Clear, clear signs, but there's a condition of atheists. There's a condition of all who turn away, and Allah says, whoever turns away from the right path, I seal that person's heart. And then simple things which ordinary people can understand, they can't understand this. So anyway, his wife then finally said, okay, we'll make da'wah. So she made da'wah. And in the da'wah, she had prepared rice with some chicken, mutton, and she was in contrary to normal ways. She did not send the empty plates for all to eat in and the platters that everyone dishes out. But she prepared everyone's plate and she sent. So she sent with the rice and on top of that the mutton, chicken, whatever all. And she said, it's for this person, that person, all they invited. And Pirsap is not coming and he's seeing and his mouth is watering. Like our mouths must be also watering when we hear about food and we in Rosa now. And we also not getting anything to eat. So Pirsap's mouth is watering all the mutton, chicken and everything. And I'm not getting. So he got angry again. So she told that, tell him, he's the best is coming. Jo der se aata hai, durust aata hai. What you get late and that you get the best. This is all like in the rush, the first people, just like we are still testing them and there. But the best, the ideal is coming for you. So then he felt satisfied, waiting now, his mouth watering also all the time. Finally, when he came, she reversed it. She put the mutton and that under and the plain rice on top. He got a shock again. For everyone, this all the sinkers, the mutton, the chicken, and for me, just plain rice. He became very angry again. So he said, "You marwai gitu. You're going to have us killed. Peer Sahib will make what terrible badduas for." She said, "I'm coming personally to bring for him his chicken." And what she brought, that big danda, that imam dasta, what they stamp food with. And she came and she gave him one shot. And she told him, "You can see the dog in Medina Sharif and you can chase it away. But the mutton under the rice, that you can't see." So these type of people, they are enough like that also. So they are this fall peer and innumerable stories of them. One peer sahab went to his murid. And the murid had given him chicken, and this is a naturally grown chicken. What you call it? Organic, or the proper chicken. And his bedroom was, he could see the fowl run, the hawk, where all the chicken. And he counted 21 there. So he made the niyat, 21 days I'm not moving from here, until I don't finish the last chicken here. So the peer sahab, or the poor murid also made out. So murid came here to peer sahab and he said, "Hazrat," and he was crying, "Profuse, what happened, something died, somebody died, what?" "No, what? Why are you crying so much?" He said, "Hazrat, you won't come back to me. But to me, why are you making bad gumani? You host me so well, you treat me, you think I won't come back. I'll definitely come back here." He says, "When you're not going, then how are you going to come back? If you are just, you have made me to stay put here, and you're not going to move from here, then how?" So this is their condition. So these people, their namazes are also very weak, etc. But anyway, those people who are the genuine ones, Allah says, who have that iman and amal salihah, through faraiz you gain closeness to Allah. So you have to see anyone, how is it faraiz first, the thing. And then again, just not performing the faraiz, to be doing them properly. Rozas, not just to be keeping rozas, to be keeping rozas properly. Go for Hajj, how many people, 4 million, how many, 5 million, 6 million people go for Hajj. How many people make the Hajj properly? On one occasion, one person was like semi-sleepy and awake, and in that he saw two farishtas walking in human form. And they were talking amongst themselves. And in that, the one asked, "This year, how many people have come for Hajj?" Those years long ago, 600,000. 500,000, just over 500,000. And they asked him, "How many people's Hajj has Allah accepted?" So he said, "Six people. Six from 600,000. What's his point? How many noughts and then one? What a small percentage." So the other one was also like concerned, perplexed. "Only six people from 600,000, their Hajj has been blessed. And what did Allah do with regard to the balance of all?" He said, "By the barakat of this six, Allah accepted everyone's Hajj." So the vast majority of us, we are just like that. Our namazes are like that. Our rozas are like that. We have to do them properly. So if you want to become the genuine peer, not a fake peer, not a spaza peer, a real peer, then the faraiz, and the faraiz must be on their place. And then after that, our wajibat all, whatever. Our daily wajibat, the three witr. There are many people, especially who follow the Shafi'i madhab. According to Imam Shafi'i, he has called the witr sunnat. So because they take it as a sunnat, and many of them don't read. Many of them don't read. The ladies also, Appa says, when they mix with them, that it's a sunnah, so it's not like important. Whereas sunnah is for if you want to become a wali of Allah, sunnah is you die for the sunnah. The sunnah means everything to you. So the wajib also all. And then the sunnah e muakkada, they are so important. And in the sunnah e muakkada, there are certain sunnahs that have got more, like the Fajr two sunnahs. Those are extremely important. And with regard to that, let us also understand our normal practice, and which is also a correct practice. But the more correct practice, that is to make the Fajr sunnah at home. That is the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam should make his tahajjud, and then he should take a little rest, a short rest. And then he should make his sunnah, wuzu sunnah, and then he should go for namaz. And for namaz, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu should come and call Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when namaz is ready. So one occasion he came and he said, he called out at the door of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam's room, house, as-salatu qa'im, namaz is ready. And that is how he should come and call. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha on this occasion said, wa-rasoolu na'im. Namaz is ready, but Allah's Rasul is sleeping, he's resting. He takes his usual little short little rest he's taking. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam heard it. And then Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. Namaz is better than sleep. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Bilal, put this in your Fajr azan every day. Two times, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. And that is where we've got that. So namaz is more sweeter, more enjoyable than sleep also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then should come and go straight on the Imam's musalla and start with the Fajr. And in that, his tahiyyatul masjid should get fulfilled also. Because he shouldn't sit in the masjid. Come to the masjid. When we make our sunnahs at home now, according to ours, we reach the masjid and there are still 5 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever, then we sit down. And at that time, you can't make nafil namaz. It's not permitted. So now you have to make your tahiyyatul masjid. And now you can't make it. It's not permitted. But if you make it, when you come and you join the jamaat, or you make it in the masjid, then your tahiyyatul masjid will get done. So that is our Shaykh, Hadra Shaykh Rahmatullah, Hadra Mawla Shaykh Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, he says, we follow our Akabir. And then many people got their other dalail and discussion. He says, we don't interfere with them. What they want to do, they do. But we do this, that we get the sawab of our the Tahiyyatul Masjid also. So we make our sunnahs of Fajr in the masjid also, not at home. Though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice was, and this is the kamal of the faqahat of Imam Abu Hanifa, that every sunnah, every hadith, he looked into the hikmat and wisdom of it. And according to that, he made the decision. The other imams, they looked at the surface, and they made their decisions according to that. Imam Abu Hanifa, whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, that if a masala has to be up in the skies, a star far away, because it will be Imam Abu Hanifa who will again fetch that masala. And his fiqh will be according to that. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, so our faraiz we must do properly. Then our wajibat, then sunnat e muakkada. Today a time has come that sunnat we don't regard as important. Then where nafal? Nafal is like gone out of our lives. Gone out of our vocabulary. Good people, pious people who we regard, but nafal is not there. And nafal is the extra. But those very same people, when they sit down to eat, then the nafal is first before the faraz also. All the chutney and the achar and the juice, all that we want, and we have all that before the main course meal. And the main course meal like the faraz meal. What you actually going to eat and fill your stomach with. And all the extras, the nafals, they want that to be there before time. And it must be there and not one type of achar, five types of achar, three types of chutneys, two, three kinds of juice. And we start off with all that. We tell our children, first eat food, then you can get sweet on you, then you can get juice. But we finish how many glasses of juice before the papar gets finished, the papri gets finished, the kachumar gets finished, and then the main course meal comes. Not nice to talk of food now. It brings all water in the mouth. Allah's shan, Allah's na'mas are so great. So anyway, so nafals are very, very important. then in that hadith, in the explanation tafsir of this ayat, there is nothing that brings a person close to Allah as the faraid. And then to keep on enhancing and going closer to faraid, Allah made nawafil. Faraz is limited. Fajr, if the imam reads, no matter how beautiful, and what readers there are in the world, how beautiful. But you can't tell him today, you give him lukma, you give him a that today read 3 rakats. You can't. And no matter how beautiful, one imam who read Fajr, and he was the king's imam, royal imam, appointed by the king, and in the masjid of the king. So one of the ministers one day had slept the imam. So the king summoned him. How, my imam? Anyway, any imam. How can you hit the imam? So he said the imam made Fajr namaz, and first rakat he read Surah Baqarah, 2.5 suparas. Second rakat, Ali Imran, 1.25 suparas. Altogether 3.75 suparas. And oval time they started, and so beautifully he was reading, all were enjoying it. And as he made salam, he said that I made namaz without wuzu. And now the sun is going to rise now. So all must repeat their namaz. See, I got so angry, I gave him one slap. He said, no, you are justified. Had you not been justified, I should have given you a severe punishment. So even if the imam reads so beautiful that 3.75 suparas, you stand behind him and you are enjoying it. But you can't ask him to read more. You can't read. He can't read a 3rd rakat. His faraz, Allah is limited. Wajib is also limited. In with witr namaz is limited, and Eid namaz wajib it is limited. Sunnat muakkada is also limited. You can't read more sunnat muakkada. The only thing Allah gave us our freedom and our choice is in nafl. There is no limit of nafl how much you can read. For kaha, Allah reward them. They have stipulated the various nawafil, and if we stick to that. And that also is just for us in the maktab to learn. That Isha, how many rakats of Isha, what we learned as small children? And how many we make today? 9. 4 faraz, 2 sunnat muakkada, 3 witr wajib. And that is all. But who reads the 17 today? Even Ramzan is a time to increase ibadat. But the very huffaz who leave the namaz, they decrease it. They don't give chance for the 2 nafils after the faraz. So sunnat e muakkada, rushing, and no time for the 2 nafils. And after, the whole congregation will be sitting for namaz after taraweeh to make another 2 nafils. But the huffaz will be, you'll see them walking out. Wherever it is, everywhere, that is a sunnat practice of the huffaz, their own sunnat they made. That after finish their namaz, they have to be walking out and all looking at them, mashallah, the huffaz are going now. And for who is the nafil? And the nafil, who is going to make it? Is the shaitan going to make nafil? Some people say that you must not keep your musalla open at home, like for the ladies, etc. They say shaitan comes and read. If he comes and read, let him read, our problem is over. He won't mislead us anymore. If he also gets the opportunity and he's making namaz, so, who are the Jewish Christians going to come and read? For who is the nafar? For the lovers. We want to be called that we are arif billah. And we are lovers of Allah. All must recognize us. And we go khanka. And we talk about, big talks about the love of Allah. But when it comes to amal, the love of Allah, a person who is connected with Allah. And the greatest way you can connect is through namaz. And Allah gave us. So Allah said in that hadith, a Qudsi, it comes, and a person comes closer to me, so close that he becomes the hands with which I touch, the eyes with which I look, and the ears with which I hear, the feet with which I walk. And here again, the Jahil Sufis, the people who are on Dalalat, who are gone astray, they say Allah makes hulul in them. Like Isa, like Christians believe, Allah came into Isa al-Islam's body. And that is why Isa al-Islam became divine. He became more out of what human control is. He went beyond that. in the realms of Godhood. He became Allah. And that is what they believe. And in case somebody asks anyone that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has such qualities, he should make the leper come right. Blind, born blind, he should make him seeing. A person who was paralyzed, he made him walk again. All those things. He informed the people of how much food you have got at home, what the food is, how much you have eaten, and how much you have stored. So he knows ghaib. So he is Allah. So if they tell you that, then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, who hit a stone and water gushed out. And that water also, how beautiful Quran Sharif is, Quran for Sharif. First Quran Sharif said, in Alif Lam Mim, Fan Fajarat, the water gushed out. And in 9 Supara, most probably it is, from Bajasat, that it came out slowly. So whenever there was a need for a lot of water, it gushed out. When there was a need for little, steadily, it just flowed. This was the shan of Allah Ta'ala. So isn't he also divine? He spoke to Allah Ta'ala. He made a stick into a serpent, snake, and a snake into a snake, into a stick again. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah gave them miracles. Those miracles given by Allah. And Isa alayhi salam, every time, be izni, that everything by the command of Allah, not myself. So he made it very clear. So the thing that we can excel in is through our nawafil. Faraz is limited, wajib, sunnate muakkada, and we should try and read the full. And Allah created us, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We have not been created to run big shops, to increase our finances, to buy more cars and shops and clothes and whatever else. We have been created for the ibadat of Allah, for that. And Allah has promised, لَا نَسْأَلُكُمْ رِزْقًا. I'm not asking you to earn your own rosy also. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ. We will give you your rosy. You do your job description. What were your job time? What things you were supposed to do? And that was Allah said, you make my ibadat. And wallah, today, if we, anyone, stands up for Allah's ibadat sincerely, his beginning will be his business where he used to give 8 hours, 10 hours. Now, half an hour will be enough. And as he carries on with his ibadat, he won't even have to give that 1 hour, half an hour. Allah will make the arrangement. The Sahaba, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in one riwayat, 120 children of his own, he buried with his own hand. And one riwayat, up to 200 children. And he says that, not one day did I work in a shop, in a farm, in any factory or anywhere. Allah provided. And so many children, all the Sahaba, the more they worked for deen, the time came when the crowns of the kings of Persia, Rome, Yemen, came and fell at the feet of the Sahaba. And they kicked them around like a football. It had no value in their eyes. And not only the crowns, but the queens and the princesses of the kingdoms of Persia and Rome and Yemen came and fell in the laps of the Sahaba. When you get married, you have to pay meher. You have to make walima. When you buy a slave woman, you have to pay. But this came as booty of war. They did not have to pay for them. And a slave, he earns for you. Whatever he's earning belongs to you. Whatever they do. Like that Allah gave the Sahaba, and that is how they lived. And for wives, you are limited to 4 at a time. But slave woman, you can have 100. And the teachings, and which has made so many scientists, medical people accept Islam, they're shocking news when they were shocked that 1400 years ago, Islam had prescribed iddat for women. When a husband passes away, 4 months and 10 days. Divorce, 3 menstrual periods, normally 3 months. And the reasoning behind that, when they discovered the reason, they say it was impossible for anyone to prescribe this, the iddat of woman. And that iddat of woman made and is making so many of the scientists accept Islam, that nobody can go into that. Since I've mentioned it, just briefly to explain that, what is that? when a man has relations with woman and his semen is now transferred to the womb of the woman, she gets coded with that semen. If the different semen comes, then there will be AIDS to be married, HIV. As long as the same man goes to the woman, no problem. And that man can go to 10 women, to 100 women. But those women don't go to any other man. There will be no AIDS bimari. And that code, how her womb is coded now, that lasts in the case of a divorce for 3 menstrual periods. Then that code gets washed away. Now if another code comes, it will be accepted and no bimari, no AIDS, no HIV. And in the case of death, husband passes away, then he takes 4 months and 10 days. That this the Quran prescribed 1400 years ago, when the Quran is not a kitab that claims to be a medical kitab. And the finest points of medicine are filled in this kitab. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is known as Nabi Ummi, the unlettered Nabi, and he prescribed this. They said it can be nothing else but the Creator, and who has made everything, it is his kitab. So the Quran Sharif is that perfect kitab, that even in the iddat of woman, is the great proof of the truth of Islam. And why the difference between when she gets divorced and if her husband passes away. So and there's beautiful detail in there also. So anyway, nafal is the thing by which we can advance. But today, unfortunately, most of us, even in Ramadan, we don't observe the nawafil. Who of us make our 17 rakats of Isha? Who of us make our 8 rakats of Asr namaz? 12 rakats of Zohar? You ask children, you ask any person, Zohar, and today unfortunately the time has come. You ask Zohar, how many rakats? Many say just 4. The sunnats also are gone now. This is very, very important. And a person can only advance more. Only through faraz can he reach Allah. And become closer, so close, that you become the hands of Allah, the eyes of Allah. That is only through nafal. So we must bring nafal into our lives. We must become accustomed to making nafal. And all the nawafil, we should pay attention to them and try and make them. Another aspect is that in order to make isali sawab for our marhumin, which is so important, Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi rahmatullah alayh was a great shaykh. On one occasion he invited some people for meals. During the meal, one youngster, it was famous that he gets kashf, but people had doubts whether he is genuine or he's just making up stories. So while they were eating, he screamed, cried loudly. Sheikh asked him, what's wrong? What happened? He says, I see my mother is burning in the fire of Jahannam. The Sheikh, who had many quotas of 70,000 La ilaha illallah. It is narrated, من قال لا إله إلا الله 70,000 مرة غفر له غفر لمن قال ولمن قيل. The person who says it is also forgiven, and for whom it is said, that person is also forgiven, who you pass it through. And to read it 70,000 times, if we read it 200 times a day, morning and evening, a year has got roughly 360 days, 365 and 355, average 360. But if we take it at 350, we discount 10 days. That Qurbani time you ate too much and you couldn't do your wazifas and you couldn't read your duas, etc. So we take 350 days for the year. If you read it 100 times, it's 350,000 times. And if you read it 200 times a day, every year you can have one quota of 70,000 of La ilaha illallah. So if you have that, so the Sheikh had many quotas of 70,000. Without any sign on his face, or he didn't speak anything, just in his heart, immediately he transferred one quota to the boy's mother. And the next best thing he says, the boy was smiling, laughing, happy. What's wrong now? Just now you were crying so terribly. He says, I see my mother is in Jannah. The Sheikh says that Araftu, I recognize from the sihat of his kashf that this hadith is an authentic hadith. And from the authenticity of the hadith, I realize that he is a genuine boy who gets kashf. He's not making up stories. He genuinely is getting kashf. So if we read our nawafil, we can pass the sawab to our marhumin. And one person will read three times Qul Huwallah, which equals, according to hadith, the recitation, the sawab of reading the Quran, one whole Quran Sharif. Of course, reading the Quran, that sawab is, you can't measure it. I think you get that amount of sawab, but the actual reading and what it entails, that is much more greater. So he read three times for one of his friends. At night he saw him in a dream, and that friend told him, oh, Buzur, his friend also a great Buzur, he told him, since I've come here, that is in the Qabristan, I'm buried. I've read about, if I can't remember the exact amount, about 70,000 or 700,000 khatams of Quran Sharif I've made. But that three times Qul Huwallah has raised my position very greatly. Yeah, those who want to, they can read Quran, they can make namaz, everything. But no sawab for it. You can carry on for the enjoyment, and that is for those who get enjoyment in their namaz. They prefer that they must have namaz there, tilawat of Quran Sharif there. Your person will prefer, I must have all the tafasir in front of me, all the shuruhat of hadith, and what is this hadith, what is that ayat, and that gives them enjoyment. So, he says that, all what I've read, how much I've read, but it didn't give me that. But the three times Qul Huwallah, that has raised my position. So our Isali Sawab, it is reaches there more faster than EFT. The so-called Islamic banks, they're sending out their messages all the time, each day will be closed. So all your EFTs will be only effected the next day. But by Allah, Allah's bank doesn't close at any time. As soon as you read more faster, you make an EFT on the weekend, they'll only sort it out on Monday morning. But by Allah, immediately, whatever. And not only did that boy's mother, the sawab reach her, but she got transferred from Jahannam to Jannah. And this is the power of the kalima. A person who is in kufr, he reads one time, La ilaha illallah, 100 years of kufr, and immediately he becomes now a mu'min. He's transferred from Jahannam to Jannah. He's transferred from the displeasure of Allah to the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So our nawafil are very, very important. So we should try and observe all our nawafil. We'll explain a few, inshallah, over the next 1 or 2 days, inshallah.